Before we begin this week's episode, here's a snippet from our bonus episode that is only available to our patrons. Our in-house therapist came by and answered some of y'all questions, and I think we all can relate to this question from one of my listeners. To hear the full episode, please click the Patreon link in my show notes below, and make sure you enjoy this week's episode as it is pure shits and giggles, y'all. Y'all be safe, and until next time, later. What are some advice you would give to those that are having a hard time navigating through 2020? I have not been able to grasp the fact that Kobe is no longer with us. Now we are in a pandemic, the modern day lynching of Black people, and now Chadwick. What do you recommend? Because at this point, I am afraid of what's to come in 2020.
I think one, focusing on like what has already happened, instead of like looking for, you know, and I hate to say looking forward to, but, you know, preparing yourself for what's going to come. Definitely like being around people that are like-minded, right? Like you guys share very similar beliefs. You all are trying to help each other through this process. So whether that be, you know, you guys hang out with each other, you do a lot of talks, you know, having panels that you visit through Zoom, because that's what everybody's doing right now, where you can be around people that are talking about what's happening. I think getting involved in some of the work, you know, behind some of these things that have happened in 2020. So whether that be, you know, donating or putting together your own panels so you can feel like you're doing something about it. I also feel like, you know, making sure that you create a regimen to help yourself feel better too. So if that's morning things that you do, if that's evening things you do, you know, helping yourself to be around positive energy, and this will help you get through 2020. The major thing I say to people is, you know, we can really sit in these thoughts about, oh my God, what's going to happen next? But it's kind of like that old saying that our old grandparents used to say, like, never ever ask, how can it be worse? It can always get worse. And I don't want to keep saying to myself every morning, like, oh, what's going to happen today? Is another Black man going to be shot today? You know, all these things can be inevitable. They can happen. But I don't want to focus on that every single morning and expecting that it's going to happen. I want to be able to work through what has happened thus far. And then when other things come up, use some of these tools that I already know that can work for me, getting involved, you know, creating a community of people around me, creating my own regimen, helping out in my community. All these things can really help me to process and get through this year and the things that will come in my entire life.
Yeah, because this has been a really tough year.
I know. I think too, like, you know, as a side note, like one of the things, and I know that I've seen so many people like post online, like, you know, some people are like, I just need a break from, you know, this, I need a break from that. You know, we can't take a break as Black people, right? Because this happens on a regular basis and we see it. I have a Black son, Black uncle, the Black fiance, like all of this, you know, is very inevitable in my life. You know, some of these things that come up, but there are times that I do need a break from media, right? Social media, TV. I wake up on my iPhone already, the news is there about Donald Trump and all these things. So I really try to monitor like what time I get on my phone in the mornings. And it's definitely not going to be before I say my prayers or before I do my morning meditation or even before I have coffee. You know, some people have gotten accustomed to having their coffee and watching the news. Sometimes it's not beneficial, especially in this climate. Giving yourself some time to like prepare yourself for a good day so that when you receive this information, because you're going to see it anyway, you don't digest it so much that it like ruins your entire day, but you go at it with like, okay, so this has happened and how am I going to help? How am I going to support? You know, how am I going to reach out to my community and start really like pick it in and things like that, as opposed to like just having it there in my spirit and I'm like, you know, traumatized and can't move and can't do anything.
I agree. I think that when they announced that Chadwick had transitioned, I just got off of Instagram, social media. I didn't want to see nothing because it was like everybody was posting it. It was just too much.
Yep, and that's what happens, right? Everybody starts posting, and before you know it, your whole thread of everything is like swamped with it, and you're just in this like dark place. And of course, we don't want to like be numb to it, right? Because then we can't do anything about it. But if I am going to receive this, I want to receive it in a way that it motivates me to get out there and help, support, comfort my friends, be with my family, be within my community, to make things better.
You are now listening to The Professional Homegirl.
Hey, professional homegirls and niggas. It's your girl, Evan A. from the PhD Podcast, the only place where you will hear interviews from women anonymously on stories that will enlighten and expand on taboo topics. Now, if you hear someone that sounds familiar, mind the business that pays you, child. If you like the PhD Podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Please, 5-star reviews only. Hold me down, don't hold me up. You can connect with me on Instagram at The Professional Homegirl, at The PhD Podcast, and last but not least, at Epine Beauty. If you are all caught up with episodes, listen to bonus episodes by supporting the PhD Podcast Patreon account. To support, please visit www.patreon.com/The PhD Podcast. Now, please keep in mind that all of my guests are anonymous, so let's begin this week's episode. So it's been a year since I spoke to my guest, and her interview is literally in the top three episodes on the podcast. So back by popular demand, my guest from episode 18, I am a BBW porn star. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just relaxing.
I know.
Trying to get dinner together, life, on life's terms.
I know. She over there making steak, y'all. I said, who you making steak for?
For me, I gotta eat good too. Sometimes a little bit good, as long as I don't put no extra weight on.
I see you having a hard time having people reach out to your manager instead of reaching out to you when it comes to booking you.
Oh yeah, they're like being slick, trying to be slick because I guess they don't want to go through someone else, and I find it untrustworthy because I feel like especially men. Try to be sneaky, and they try, like, I got a guy right now at this very moment. I notice it's two of them. They're, I can tell from the way they stated, my name is hello, my name is such and such, such. It's just the wording was everything the same except for their names. I do know they're two different companies, but I think they kind of work hand in hand.
Right.
And they may think that I'm a newcomer because of this new Instagram. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm limiting what I put on there because
your page got deleted.
They went back. Yeah. This is my third page, but I do have it as page number two. But it's actually the third page. My first page was more beginning, at the beginning of the, my time starting in the industry. So I was kind of filling it out, but I still was posting stuff that I can't. And now that Instagram is owned by Facebook, they can't. Facebook hates me. Okay. They hate me. They hate me, but I still do what I gotta do. You know what I'm saying? I have multiple, I've had like 6-7 different Facebooks, but now I have it set up. I don't know if it's because I get so many people, but they're going all the way back to 2012, blocking me for shit from 2012. They're saying I can't promote conventions, but all I'm doing is sharing the convention flyer. It doesn't make sense because you would let AVN, Adult Video Nominations, the biggest award show, adult award show in the world, you let them have a page.
Right. And that's not illegal,
but
is
I
it?
Share their page and you blocking me? I've shared their page every year. I can't even find those fucking pages. I mean, I can't even, find those the times that I shared it, because I would have to, how long I'd be like,
it's tedious. It's time consuming.
Yes. And who's finding that? Who is looking that detail?
Right.
And then they sent me something saying that they don't, that we're not allowed to do anything that have to do with sex or, but I'm sharing the company's page that you're allowing, that has millions of followers. You're allowing that company to have a page, but you're saying because of me sharing the page, I'm wrong.
And that's why your page keep getting deleted.
Blocking me for 30 days. Like right now, it should be coming up on not being blocked anymore on Facebook. You know, but soon, like 2 days later, they'll block it again. I don't even have to post nothing and they'll block it again.
Yo, that shit gotta be annoying.
That's why I have the other page. Right. And I always link them together. I always like, you know, well, whatever I put up, you'll see it and it's in my namesake. And at this point, fuck it. Everybody pretty much knows my biological name. You know what I'm saying?
How has the pandemic affected your business?
Slowed it down a lot.
In what way?
Slowed it down. Like, I'm at home and I'm just working. You know what I'm saying? But now that it's, I have like my own show. I have two shows. I have a, you know, an internet show, a regular, like yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still do that, you know, but that's through Dollhouse Radio. And, you know, we still do that on Sundays. This past Sunday, we didn't do it, but we still do it. And then I have Honey's After Hours Spot, which I had really shut that down for the time being because it's always face to face with, you know what I'm saying, interviewing all different type of artists and stuff like that, musical artists, and I haven't been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I guess I'm going to, you know, go use Zoom or whatever,
right?
You know what I'm saying, and do it like that. I didn't want to because normally we're so one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't have a choice at this point. I can't have the people sit up in here with masks and gloves and shit on. So I be drinking. That's pretty much the only time that I drink.
Right.
So I don't know how I'm gonna put the glass to the mask. I've been trying to figure that one out. I've been also trying to figure out, excuse my language, how to suck a dick with the mask.
Listen.
On. I've been trying to figure it all out without choking to death. I done tried to figure out a way to come up with all types of stuff. You know, like I said, like for this company, for example, that's been asking me, that's on my Instagram and keep trying to book me. They're coming with every fucking excuse, but they're in Atlanta.
Mm.
It's a hot spot. It's a hot spot. I have a pre-existing condition.
Right.
You understand? And I have a job.
Yeah.
I have two jobs.
I didn't know you was an essential worker.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Two different type of essential workers. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, but with my pre-existing condition, every day I'm like, God, please, you know, I go with the prayer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I go with the prayer. I do believe in God. You know what I'm saying? And I made it this
far. Well, you got to walk by faith and not by sight, child.
Listen, I'm going to pray. I pray every day.
Mm-hmm.
I pray every night. I pray walking down the street. I pray whatever. I pray. I do a whole lot of cussing. I'm a work in progress, but I pray.
What?
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, that these companies are coming out of Atlanta and it's a hot spot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I, even if they do contact management, I'm still like scared.
Right. Which is understandable.
It's so hot and I have pre-existing conditions and it's like a lot of people are sick out there. Same way was here in New York State at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And all I feel is the whole thing will do a round robin. I'm just, you know, I got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And you talking about me face to face without a mask.
Mm.
And you got a cameraman. You got, I don't know how many multiple people. He want to do scenes outside. I told him, oh, you trying to lock me up. You want me to go to jail. He had explained to me. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about like in the woods and stuff. I said, this man can't possibly know who I am. Because if he did, he'd know I was scared of bugs.
Right. Yo,
and it's warm.
Before you continue, I read somewhere that there are a lot of professionals that are in the porn industry. Is that true?
A lot of who?
Professionals.
What do you mean?
Like essential workers, doctors, nurses, like a lot of people with regular jobs.
We all have, everybody has a life.
Right.
Outside of, you know what I'm saying, the industry, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to continue your life. Just because you do one thing doesn't mean you can't do the other.
Right. So did
you know what I'm saying?
So did you?
I do a lot. I do a lot. I dress down. my regular life, I'm not walking around in makeup.
Right.
I have wear absolutely no makeup. A lot of people would never know if I didn't tell them.
Mm.
They wouldn't know who I was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't judge a book by its cover.
My head. I never wear makeup. I never wear my hair done to work ever. I wear a scarf on my head. I cover up my eye piercing. Of course, you know, this makes it even better because we got a mask on. You know what I'm saying? But without the makeup, if you didn't know me personally, you wouldn't realize it was me.
So did you want to create an OnlyFans page?
I did create an OnlyFans page, but I haven't used it.
Why? I don't know,
but my graphic people know designer you. Listen, my graphic designer was supposed to be here today. I've sent him all the content and everything, so he is doing the editing. So he was supposed to come over here today. Then he actually asked 2 days ago to come, but I was really not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I was really sick. My back was bothering me, my head. I was not feeling good at all. And so I told him to wait to come today because today was my day off. I had not either job to do today. So I don't know what happened. You know, I briefly spoke to him earlier. Now the rest of the week I got to work.
Mm.
So I don't know, because he's going to put everything on the OnlyFans that I want him to put on, which means in turn I also have to do shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to be the type that can do a show every day. You know right. what I'm saying? I can't because I have a job.
Right.
And sometimes I don't want to come home and put makeup on and do hair and do all. I don't want to do all of that. I mean, I'm a normal person at the end of the day. You know, so, you know, some of the girls don't have jobs. That is their only survival. And some of them ain't barely making it.
Yo, one question that I don't know how I forgot to ask you that everybody wanted to know. What are some misconceptions about being a porn star?
That, I don't know about the rest of them, but that I want to fuck. For me, that I'm just sucking dick and fucking 24 hours a day. Like, I just, anybody who asks, I just want to do it to them. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I just want it in my ass all the time. And that's definitely not true. And to be quite honest, I don't even live an anal lifestyle. I've only done...
What's an anal lifestyle, Chad?
Like, I don't get fucking my ass on a regular.
What is wrong with you? I live an anal lifestyle.
That's what I tell people. I don't live an anal lifestyle. Like, you know, you have females that prefer to get fucked in ass. Mm-hmm. They don't prefer regular sex. You know what I'm saying? They just prefer it in their butt all the time. That's not me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And to be quite honest, I don't even really barely have a sex life, but I just recently got my motherfucking soul snatched and thought I was going to die. I knew that I need to get back to practice. I swear to God, this was last
I'm week. Jealous. I want to get my soul snatched.
No, it wasn't even in a profession. This was, I'm going to keep it real. This was someone who was a client from my past. He's a fan and a client.
This your first time doing this with a fan?
No. I mean, well, this type of relationship, yes.
Mm.
I tried this with two of them. You know, I don't know, man. I think I was just, you know, I was doing community service. So that's what I call it, community service. It's crazy because my graphics artist do music and he just made a song about, he makes songs like every fucking thing I say. Now he made a song about community service. So, but I call it community service. I'm not going to do it no more than maybe 2 to 3 times out the year. And it's usually not even that many times.
Right.
You know, I might get a little pussy away once out the year. Last year, I gave absolutely none away.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have it. If it wasn't about the check, I wasn't doing it. And then plus, you know, I went through a whole lot last year.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And health-wise, still this year. And I know right now, after that last weekend, he is and was a client. But he's so damn good at, I mean, when I say he suck on toes, oh my God. He do all type of shit. And I never was one to like that. But it's so sensual when he does it. It just had my skin crawling. When he's fucking me, he's sucking on the toes at the same time.
How, yes, he fucking, I'm double joint.
Hi. Oh, all right.
I can't put my feet behind my head, but they damn near close enough. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's a little slim dude. You know what I'm saying? He a youngin. He's much younger than me.
Okay.
But that motherfucker gets it in when I say, and he was still paying me. Normally. But this, I finally let him just like, we ain't fucking, you know, we didn't fuck this last weekend at all. No penetration. Only thing was there was his tongue. And he always asking me to ride his face, but I'd be like, I don't know about this, because you know I'd be scared. I don't know about your mouth. You know what I'm saying? I can't take a chance on getting burnt. You know what I mean? I can't.
Oh, because you know, because you're using condoms.
Yeah, okay. But you know what I mean. So I can't take a chance. But I was like, me and him been talking a lot. I don't normally communicate like that with fans unless you pay me and I'm gonna talk to you all you fucking want to. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's business, not personal. And I kind of made this one personal because I've been seeing him for years. Four years. I've been in the industry coming up on 8 years.
Yeah, but so you're hitting 8 years now, right?
Yeah, I'm coming up on 8 years. I have forgot the count. I didn't even realize it, but my last interview I started like, damn, is it 7 or 8 years? I'm confused. But I'm coming up, you know, at the end of this month. So I've known him about 5 years.
Oh, wow. So you were just getting into the game.
He's been paying me correctly. Never short.
Well, how does that work? So he comes up to you and be like, yo, like.
No, he contacted me. And when he contacted me correctly. He contacted me. And at first I was leery about it because I say no to a lot of people. And I've.
Because I know you're very selective.
I'm very selective on everything because I don't trust people.
But
he is someone, he actually is from my city. And, you know, sometimes, like, I ask for social media. Before asking for social media, when he did contact me, I have all type of stuff on one of my particular, I have a particular phone number that if I do deal with you, that you may get that number. Everybody isn't lucky enough to get that number. You know what I'm saying? I have multiple phones. But I watched him on social media. We weren't following each other. His page wasn't private.
Right.
I knew he had baby mama and this, that. I don't care about none of that because I ain't here to be your wife or none of that type of shit. I ain't trying to be your
girl. I'm trying to get your soul snatching. That's it.
I'm just trying to get my money at the time.
Oh, that too.
But as these years went by, he ended up getting in some trouble, going to jail. When he got out, he contacted me. And I still want my check. I don't give a fuck if you went to jail. I still want my check.
Yo, you my type of woman. That's what I'm talking about. I don't give a fuck what you got going on, nigga. Give me my money.
Get my check together. So we finally came up, you know what I'm saying, with our same agreement or whatever. He would inbox me, you know. It was the how you doing. I mean, I'm human at the end of the day, just like he is, but I still want my money. I still have responsibilities. I still have bills because right now it's even harder. You know, I'm lucky to be someone who had a job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where a lot of the girls in the industry and the guys didn't have a job and still don't have a job. Thinking that they can just make it. And now, yes, with the quarantine, now it's the, you know, the down south and the west coast that's suffering. The east coast is doing a little bit better, but we all know this is going to be round robin.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's coming right back. Flu season.
That's a fact.
You know.
You don't know what to expect in the upcoming months.
That's what I'm saying. So I still need my money.
Right.
I ain't fucking none of you motherfuckers without paying me. Whether you're a man or a woman, I'm gonna need my check.
Right. Well, I didn't know you was into women. I thought last time we spoke, you wasn't.
Girl, I'm pay for play.
Girl, get off my phone.
If you pay, I play. That's Listen. It. We ain't gonna go together, though. We ain't going together.
Well, wait. So, have you ever been with a nigga in your personal life that tried to reenact certain moves from one of your scenes?
This one tries to. He said he wanted me to record as soon as I brought it up and I was ready. But let me finish telling you first about him snatching my soul. When I got on that face, baby, I was getting frustrated because I already told him I'm someone who likes it a certain type of way. And I don't think that men understand. Like, a woman will understand once we tell her we don't have no problem.
Because she a woman, you know, right?
But yeah, a woman, it's easy to explain why I just like my clit lick.
Right.
Don't put your tongue in my hole or whatever. Don't be licking in my ass. This whatever your floats your boat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And a woman understands it. She'll get right to it. It is what it is. But a fucking man will try to do everything but what the fuck
you told him
to do.
Girl.
Stop doing all of that shit. My foot had a cramp in it. He doing, bitch, I done told you. I was getting really upset because I'll get mad and be like, fuck this. You know what I'm saying? All I want to do is come. I don't care about nothing else. Bitch, I don't even care if you come. At that point.
Right.
Because this was the one time that I didn't charge him.
So he wanted to show out.
He doing all of this. If you don't, just he want me to sit on his face. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm like, nigga, you just don't know. I be done fucked around and clamped down and fucked your ass up, you little puny motherfucker, up.
I don't even think niggas be understanding.
Because
like,
after I get my nut, I'm sorry. I thought I was going to have, I was scared because it's been so long. You know what I'm saying? I have not been playing with myself. I haven't been doing any of those lately. I'd be tired and I'd be busy. You know what I'm saying? So I haven't been doing it. I'd be thinking about it, but then I fucking roll over and go to sleep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this motherfucker, like, this the second time he spent the night, but the first time that I allowed him.
Oh, damn, you and this nigga spend the night?
Yes, girl. This is a first for me, because niggas don't sleep in my house. Only man to sleep in my house is my motherfucking graphics designer and my ex. Mm. And that bitch is, my ex is locked up. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't fucking with him when he come home either.
Right.
I wasn't fucking with him when he left. So, yeah, but when he did what I liked it, and I couldn't, he was holding a bitch down, and I kept trying to get after, I tried to get up, like, okay, stop, and I'm laughing, but my heart, I thought it was going to come out my chest. I thought I was having a heart attack, I swear to God, and my head started hurting. So, you know, for me, because of my condition, my health condition, I instantly thought, I'm finna die.
Girl,
this nigga snatched every piece. He took the little bit of youth I got. When I tell you, I just rolled over to the left side and I couldn't move. And he just laid there on his back. I could not move. I was trying to reach for my chest, but my whole entire body was trembling. And normally when I do get oral or whatever, I'm on my back.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like lift up. I'm very loud when I come. If I'm coming right, I'm very loud.
I'm not loud.
I am, but it's with the right person. I'm talking about if I come
well,
right,
that's
I
true too.
Come, and you doing it right, you know, and I kind of got annoyed because, like, my foot was going numb. I'm telling him to move the pillow. He got this thing about the pillows, talking about in my bed, he feel like a king. I said, see, this is young boy shit. But I'm still going to ride his face because I got to get this.
Wait. You know what I'm saying? Do you think porn gives people unrealistic views of sex?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
it
right?
It does. It does because they don't understand that it ain't just bam, 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 bam. You know, that's not what we actually doing. That's what it is edited to make you think we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just slap, slap, slap. You know, the amateur porn, that's what it is. But mainstream, that is not what it is.
Right.
It's not at all. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple pumps. It's a lot of be still, hold it, hold that position. Then a couple pumps. You know what I'm saying? And they're stiff and hard, long pumps. But it's not consistent. We ain't fucking for 5 hours.
Right.
They just make y'all think that.
Mm-hmm.
They make y'all think that. I'm sorry to bust a lot of people bubbles. I got people who tell me I be fucking up the idea of porn. But it is true. A lot of people won't tell y'all the truth, but I'm gonna tell you what it really is. I don't give a fuck. It ain't gonna change my money.
Well, we know you don't play about your money, child.
Ain't gonna change the money. I need all that.
Well, with you being in the industry for almost 8 years, knowing what you know now, good and bad, would you encourage others to join if they ask you for your opinion?
It takes a lot because you have to be headstrong. And now with all the extra shit that's going on, like anybody can get a phone now and record.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But that does not make you in the industry.
Do y'all look down on somebody who does that?
No, I don't. Get your money how you live. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because like in OnlyFans, they're using those are phones.
Mm-hmm.
They're using. Those are phones with OnlyFans. They're all using phones. But I'm talking about that still isn't just the industry. You understand what I'm saying? Being in the industry is really, truly riding with these people. When I say riding, you're a part of it. You've been nominated for awards. Even if you're not nominated for awards, you're mingling with these type of people. The mainstream people, mainstream companies. You have to make a name for yourself.
Mm.
Just saying, oh, I just shot with my boyfriend and I put this up on whatever, whatever. That still does not make you in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You really have to be working with mainstream people or some way or another. And I've done that. I did that kind of early on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. It's crazy to me, but I can shoot one movie a year. I'm at this point where I can shoot one scene, not even a whole movie, one scene a year, and I still get nominated.
Mm.
Which is crazy to me, but that's my fan base.
Right.
I'm very appreciative to them. I still have been a nominee every year for the past 6 years, 7 years.
Mm.
7 years I've been a nominee for something.
But
for the past 7 years, I started out very going hard. I went hard and it was all my money because it costs money to get to this level. You know, women have to understand it's traveling. You know what I'm saying? You had to get your name out there. I just happened to get lucky from a photo and it was right at the end of the time when Evasive Angels was, you know what I'm saying, popping.
Right.
You know, and I just happened to get noticed. I Googled and I did the paperwork. Like, you know, I worked hard. People come to me and they just want me to give them the tools. And why would I do that? It costs me money to get to where I am. Literally, I kid you not.
So you want to mentor
money
somebody?
A lot of time.
Huh? You want to mentor somebody?
I got to be able to trust them because I've been caught up in the mentoring thing and the motherfucker think they know more than me.
Mm.
And I give you the tools and then it's you just giving me your ass to kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of fall back and away from that. It takes a lot. And it was a male.
You know, well, you know how niggas so give it up.
You know, well, I actually shot with this male.
Mm.
With a producer that came from New York, actually, up here, and to shoot it.
Mm.
And I thought that the dude was going to be all right. I worked on him for 3 years preparing him.
Mm.
Because he had too much mouth. You know what I'm saying? Preparing, shut the fuck up and just follow my suit. I'm going to get you where you got to go. I'm going to get you to shoot with this person. I can get you in the door. I had the ability and the connections, you know what I'm saying, to get him where I needed to get him to. And that mouth was just too motherfucking fly, you know, and it just, things got, you know, where I ain't got time for that. I'm not about to be out here fighting a motherfucking going through all of that to protect my image and my name. Because if I'm mentoring you, you're putting my name
on the line. Right.
Things. And that's what we're not going to do. Because I don't have anything but my name to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? My name is everything for me.
Mm-hmm. And you grinded like for years.
Huh?
You was grinding for a minute.
I was grinding hard.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't understand. This is not just something you give away. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got to pay for this. I paid for it hard.
Mm-hmm.
Hard. When I first got started, Google. I started sending pictures. I had a stripper, a male stripper. Because I used to go to all the strip shows here in Buffalo, all the male strippers. Everybody knew me. I had a male stripper that was kind of new in my city.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and him was talking, and he was talking about doing webcam. And I was like, well, I just want to do some photos. at that time. That's what I was telling him. He told me he had a camera. You know, I had a different look. He started taking pictures of me. Mm-hmm. I used those pictures. I started posting a few of them on Facebook, and I posted them on, was it BBW Model Search? It used to be out. The website is gone now. But mm-hmm. it was called BBW Model Search or something like that. And I posted them on there. I started getting, you know, people coming to me and telling me this, that, and the other. You know, they like my pictures or whatever. Then I had people asking me to shoot or whatever, and I still was kind of leery. All I wanted to do was do some modeling. You know what I'm saying? Right. I didn't want nobody to fuck me, you know. But eventually, I ended up getting another photo shoot by my old manager out of D.C. Mm-hmm. Little did I know that his wife, who I didn't know was his wife at the time, his wife and his cousin's from Buffalo and he's from D.C. They came up here to Buffalo. They got a hotel. They took some of these were the prettiest pictures.
Oh, yeah. You told that story. Yeah.
Yeah. Those were the best pictures. And I have not had a photographer to match their shit since then. You know what I'm saying? My pictures were never photoshopped. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. I have took some ugly ones now. I ain't gonna never put them ones out. But those were, I never put them ones out, but majority of them were beautiful. And those are a lot of the ones that people see. The ones that are all in everything that's like in red. You know what I'm saying? Because red matches my skin best.
Yeah, you love wearing some red.
In my skin. Yeah, that it matches me. But they did the best work, and that's how I began. I used what he gave me. I didn't know. At that time, I was dumbfounded. And I just, I didn't know that I was going to be the face of their club.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point on, it took off. I used those newer pictures from them. I took those. I started sending them to those companies that I was Googling. I had a whole notebook full of stuff. I didn't even know if these companies were still in business or not. I started sending them to them. Ended up reaching TT Boy, and I got that phone call. And I still was scared.
But with that being said, do you think that Black BBW porn stars have a hard time getting in the industry compared to white BBW yes. porn stars?
Yes.
Because when I was on my research, definitely. I don't see no Black girls on there. Like, I see just a handful, and it's the same Black girls.
It's a who?
It's the same Black girls. Like, I don't see a lot of Black BBWs in the industry.
Yeah, they're there, but a lot of girls stay together. You know what I'm saying? They'll stay in a cluster. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't branch out because a lot of people don't want to work with them. I am lucky to have a manager who keeps me involved with mainstream, mm-hmm. Mainstream people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always around these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the girls aren't around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've been lucky, to have a manager. I am his only BBW.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the only BBW that he deals with. When it comes, like, we have a union,
mm-hmm.
and I was actually the first Black BBW to be part of that union. You know, I mean, we have this new union, and I've been one of the people that they ask for my advice on what my feelings is for the big girls.
And I know you held it down, right?
Girls. Oh, I talk too much, that. This mouth right here, I be by myself too much. I can't be talking to the dog. I get tired of talking to her. So when I get a chance to talk to Adele, I go all in.
Child, they got the right representative, child.
But a lot of the BBWs are, I'm hate to say it, but a lot of them are petty. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of arguing. I am accepted more from the white girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I went to a convention, and one of the white girls was like, what she think she said? What she said? I'm the Tupac of the industry or some shit. I was like, well, shit, he did.
Oh, child.
Kind of scared me. What you trying to say? Y'all gonna kill me or something? But I didn't know that was how the white BBWs
view you.
Their perception of me. I think what they're saying, like, I was one of the first to do, which I wasn't, though.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I brought it back. I brought back the sexiness, the difference, because I don't feel like when I shoot, I'm not dressed like everybody else. I refuse to shoot in something that the next bitch gonna have on.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you ever see me on is something totally different, down to the shoes. Mm-hmm. My shoe game is fly. You know, it's just a difference. It's a difference, and I'm glad to be accepted by the white BBWs. Had we not had Corona, I had a lot of shoots from the white girls in the industry that I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully, if the world, I don't know how we gonna do any fucking thing. I don't know how this is gonna work with a mask on.
Well, you find out. You let us know.
Because I'm scared of everybody.
Right.
I'm scared of everybody.
Do you feel like a lot of people listen? Do you feel like a lot of people think they could be a porn star? And the reason why I ask is because everybody thinks it's mm-hmm. not a job; it's just sex.
Yeah, everybody think they quick to say, "Shit, I fuck good. I fuck the shit out my girl.
Right.
I suck good dick. I'm sure you do. You know, I would say more women suck good dick than niggas fucking the shit out their girl. That's your girl." But she telling you that.
Mm. You know she gonna lie.
She telling you that. But the next bitch, niggas, men not lying. All races lie on their dick in a hurry.
That's a fact.
Nigga, because listen, one thing for sure, two things for certain, women can fake like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
And being in the real industry, so a lot of times you could be shooting and there be only you and whoever you're working with and a cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can have y'all can put y'all phones up from what I'm seeing now. Everybody using a phone. But when you talk about mainstream, you have can be anywhere from 5 to 10, 20 people in that room. Can you keep your dick hard with a man between your legs rubbing up against your balls? Guess what? That scene or that position or whatever must be taken.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you can't keep it up. They're going to give you a few minutes to get it together. And if you don't get it, nobody's going to keep sucking your dick. And nobody's going to leave the room. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to leave the swimming pool area, wherever the shoot is being going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because shoots can be anywhere, outside, in the yard. You know what I'm saying? Around the pool, in the house.
Well, can you explain the process of creating the scenes? I don't think people understand the magnitude of work that goes into it.
A lot of times it depends on if you're working for a company, mm-hmm. a lot of times they already have these things written out and already, or they're already able to tell you what they want. You don't get a choice. You don't get to decide what you're going to do if you're working for a company. You know what I'm saying? You do what the company wants you to do. It's their
they pay for it.
If they're paying
mm-hmm.
you. Yeah. If they're paying you, you got to do what they want you to do. You know, a lot of times with major companies, you don't get a choice on who you're working with. So what, you don't like them?
Mm.
You know, now amateur, you can be, it's negotiable. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things are negotiable. You can, well, I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? Just like this company right here. I don't know the dude, but I see he working with everybody, but I want to check. He want content.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? He want to do content exchange, but I want to check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when I said something about testing, I haven't got a response from that.
Mm.
So you see what I'm saying? I believe with major companies, you will be tested. It is not your doctor. You will not be tested by your family practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
It is $250 on the East Coast to get this test.
Because niggas be lying, child.
It's through talent testing services. On the West Coast, depending where you're going, it can be $150 or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the full panel. They're not taking your doctors. And guess what? They're going to check it. It's been so much fraud and so much fucked up shit going on in the industry throughout the years. And especially now with Corona, they double checking. Oh, yeah, you got to get tested for Corona too.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I want all that. I don't want your doctors. So don't even, there ain't no sense in contacting me if you can't spend that money to get the test done.
Right.
Don't even bother contacting me because I need to make sure that I have a clean paper trail as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you burn me, then we're going to have an issue. That means you would have had to do something within that 2 to 3 day last.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I prefer you to, because I'm going to watch everything you do. I'm going to watch your social media. I'm going to watch if you're one of these motherfuckers. I don't even want you to fuck your girl, okay? Because I don't know who the fuck she fucked when you leave to go to work. I'm that fucking scary. You know what I'm saying? There is somebody in the industry that I actually been wanting to work with. And they, every time I think it's okay to work with this person, I find out something new.
Mm.
And they keep asking me. And this person works with multiple companies. But I have a friend that's in the industry who actually was supposed to work with, I'm going to say, Sarah J. She was supposed to work with Sarah J. And she came up dirty.
Mm.
Sarah paid for the testing. She came up dirty. This particular guy, he shot with her. She is my friend and I love her dearly, but her pussy's not my friend. You understand what I'm saying?
Her pussy not your friend.
What she may have, I don't want.
Right.
But she's still my friend. And this is nothing, this is a personal thing right here because it's my health.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know when we were in Jersey last year, she shot with this particular guy with a 6-month-old test.
Mm.
I didn't know that till we were in the car and she made a statement about it. She said, you ain't gonna work with nobody else? She was like, oh, well, he the only one that'll work with me. She said, because my test is like 6 months old. I looked at her. I'm, you know, back in the day, how little girls be doing their head. My head almost fell off.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Fuck? So we don't do that. We don't do those. You know what I'm saying? So now I won't work with him at all because he knew. He brought me his test. You gonna get in on this scene? I'm not here for that. I'm just here to be, you know, I'm just here watching. I'm in a corner, sitting in a corner. I never told you I was going to work with you. But this is what I'm talking about. I watch to see what a motherfucker got going on and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I know that you're not doing right in this situation, why the fuck would I fuck with you in the next situation? Right. You are putting your life at risk. And the next bitch that you're going to shoot with in an hour, you're putting... Because most people, when we go to conventions, we go to the convention, but it's a lot of fucking going on. You shoot, we go on the convention floor, we greet our fans, take pictures with your fans, hug, you know, sell your merchandise or whatever. But after that's over, you're in them rooms getting content. You're in those rooms working for companies or working for your own website and making, you know, trading content, whatever fits works for you. You're in there fucking to make money in the long run. You know what I'm saying? So if this guy he shot with her and he's gonna shoot with the next bitch after he take a shower, you understand what I'm saying? And
right.
Her test was 6 months old. Yeah. I know she has clients. She sees lots of clients. But for me, it scares me because I've talked to her repeatedly about using condoms.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So that old stuff,
That's scary.
That's what could be happening right now. But again, she's my friend, but her pussy isn't. Her mouth isn't. She asked me to do a scene with her. I can't. Only way I can, it can't be no exchange of body fluids. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a fucker with a strap on, period. She can suck on a strap on. And I'm going to fuck her with a strap on. But I'm not going to, we ain't bumping.
But you're not going to do that. You're not going to do that.
Yes, I am. Because
you'll be too paranoid.
No, a strap on, a toy?
That's with her. I know, but with her.
I'll use it. I'll, you know what? I'll use that because it's not, you know what I'm saying? We're not exchanging body fluids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She going to suck on it. She ain't the first one. She going to suck on the strap on. And then I'm going to put a condom on the strap on and I'm going to fuck her.
Girl. Why are you putting a condom on?
I shot with Beverly Blue like that.
Oh, child.
Oh, she's a plus size. Mm-hmm. We do have pictures where, because I shot with her like that and I didn't want to go down. You know what I'm saying? I love her. She's a sweetheart. Oh, I love her. I didn't really, at that time, I wasn't really into down on women and stuff. But Beverly kind of made it, you know what I'm saying? She's real, you can be really comfortable with her. Mm-hmm. But there was some other little situations with that too, some odors and stuff. So I couldn't,
girl. You know what I'm
saying? I get nervous.
Stop telling these people business.
But that's my girl. But I'm going to tell you.
But that odor not.
She was sucking the shit out the motherfucking strap on. Sucking the shit out that motherfucker. I was like, damn, if this was a real dick, a nigga be in heaven. And when I went to fuck her, here I go think, okay, I'm cool, I'm tough. Sprung my right arm.
What?
I sprung my right arm. But guess what? I couldn't stop. I had to continue with the scene.
Mm.
Arm fucked up or not. Because I was trying to, I told her she ain't got to hold her legs, I could lift them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was the wrong thing to say. That motherfucking thigh was heavy as hell. That thigh almost killed me.
So how often do your co-stars try to have sex with you before the actual scene? Because I read a lot of niggas do that. They get the first nut out the way.
Well, yeah, they always do. They really, not after, for me, it's before.
Yeah, before.
I've had mainstream, only one mainstream actor try to do it beforehand. Actually, two. One is dead now, D. Wise. You know what I'm saying? He's dead now. But I actually recently posted up a picture of him and me, him and myself on Instagram. There's content on my website and my clips for sale of me and D. Wise. It's funny, you know, God rest his soul. We've had clashes and arguments and everything else. I don't do that fucking before, because a lot of times if you fuck a person before you do the scene, they're not going to, a lot of them won't end up shooting with you.
Why is that?
I don't know, but especially ones who normally get $700-$900, like you talk about mainstream, ones who get money like that, if they fuck you before it, they're not going to, unless you're paying them that kind of money, and I ain't no trick, so I don't rock like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At this point, I only know of one mainstream person that I would actually, if I wanted to, I would pay. But then again, I don't know. You know, because he's a diva. When I say that, just so specific. I mean, I thought I was specific, but I'm just safe. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about a person just picky five, you know. But there's a lot of them, even not just them, the producers that will try to fuck you afterwards. That I got into a relationship with a producer for those reasons exactly. Exact reasons. I ended up in a long-term years of a relationship of in this industry. Every time I finish shooting, we end up fucking. You know what I'm saying? It was every time, like instantly.
Do you regret that?
You know, I regret it now because I feel like I played myself too easy. Because he used to be like crazy about me. Like every time I come out of town, I come to New York, he'd be hunting me down. I guess so. He's hunting me down for the cat. You know what I'm saying? You know, he wanted this pussy. That's what it was all about to me. You know what I'm saying? And my ex came home from jail and I had told him, don't, you know, because my ex and his brother were friends. I didn't know that at the time. They both were locked up together. And I had told him, don't say nothing about our relationship or whatever, because it was over anyways. Only way my ex would have knew about that relationship, he ain't in the industry, so he never would have knew. You know what I'm saying? He never would have knew. You know, so it was what it was. And he ended up getting married anyway.
Oh, so it is what it is.
Yeah. He ended up marrying some bitch in Texas. Now, I ain't going to lie. I was hurt by that. I was hurt by that because nigga was still on my phone. You still on my phone.
Do you want to get married? Together,
like, just before he got married, to this day, he never even told me he got married. I seen it on social media.
That's a nigga for you, child. And I'm
like,
you
with this old ass looking lady? Like, I was really, you know what I'm saying? Me and him, he like a little bit older than me, but a lot of people wouldn't even knew his age. You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't know my age, you know? It's just really strange to me. Where did this come from? Where did it happen at? But I was hurt by it. I was, but it was like, okay, so be it. Now I know. You know what I'm saying? Now I know. I'm happy for him. He seems to be happy. you know? But my thing is like, damn, was you fucking with her the whole time?
Right.
That's like any other relationship. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers fucking with somebody. But what it is, I used to have questions like, is you fucking the next bitch too? I finished shooting them.
Mm.
I have, you know, all, I started having those questions and wondering. But at the end of the day, it is what it is. You know, I learned my lesson and I never did that again. My first manager, I ended up in a relationship, sexual relationship with my first manager. And I don't even fucking understand why, because I mean, like, I was crazy about him. Of course, he'd been to Buffalo. Like I said, he came to shoot me or whatever. It got to the point, like, my kids was crazy about him. Him and my kids, he used to come up here and do things with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Take them shopping, do this, do that. You know, we had a serious relationship. You know, I was going to Washington because I had to work on my career. I was the face of his fucking club. I didn't know his wife was his wife, because the way he, you know, I'm a flirt. I flirt with everybody. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a time and a time not for it, but I'm doing this. I need to be comfortable doing this scene, and I don't need to feel uncomfortable. So I like overlooked her. She didn't seem like nobody's wife. She taking pictures too.
Mm.
But then she slid fucked up and said something. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, why he ain't tell me? He just letting me go on and on and on and on and on and on and on.
Well, you know, so, niggas don't care. They want their cake and ice cream,
even,
too.
Look, I didn't even know until, like, maybe the third or fourth time that I came to D.C. that it was his wife. Because I was like, why he so protective of this bitch? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling him, well, he's staying with me at the hotel. And he gonna talk about, well, she finna come back up here. For what?
Did she come back up?
Yeah, but wait a minute, bitch. This is on a particular day. Now, I paid for this room because I ended up, you know, I was early in my career.
Right.
And I'm staying out there longer, so I'm still trying to push my shit. Whether I got a manager or not, I'm all for me. You know what I'm saying? You my manager and stuff. Okay, I done shot and did this, that, and the other. We done did scenes. You done did photos. He done had other photographers come and do photos. You know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. But at the end of the day, I'm still trying to get my money. I'm on a hustle. I'm getting my bread. Fuck it. I got fetish clients. I got, you know, motherfuckers. I got all of that.
Mm.
You know, I'm still seeing customers. You know what I'm saying? Clients. You know, fuck it. I'm hoeing. Bitch, trying to get some money. You know, I'm still
hoe is life.
Fuck, I'm trying to get mine. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, what I was doing was building my name, because mm-hmm. my customers are my number one fans. They were my number one fans at the time. I had nothing to stand on. You understand what I'm saying? I'm coming into this blindsided. It's hard to take on beauty. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big girl. I didn't know that things... I came into the industry when the industry was changing and that social media and internet, the internet was taking over. Mm-hmm. I came right at the tail end when a lot of major companies didn't want to work with big girls. But I didn't know that. I came mm-hmm. dumbfounded and I had no one. And this is why I tell people that you can't expect... People come to me and, oh, tell me who I got to see and let me get in the industry. Bitch, what? It was not easy. I did what I had to do. You got to do it too. This mm-hmm. and to, for me to trust the motherfucker to just give it to him, it's hard. It's hard. You look better right now. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking of doing like a class and different stuff like that, but you're going to have to pay to get in that class. I ain't finna, you know, I had people.
What you doing a class on? Or what you want to do a class on?
A class on telling you what you have to do to get into the real industry. Mm. I'm not going to give you everybody's name, but I was going to have a panel there. I was going to give you an opportunity. That panel would have been an opportunity to work with people that's already other talents that's already in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You got to build your name. You got to fuck your way to the top.
Yeah.
What it is when I
mean, listen, you being honest, in some industries,
you have to, not to say you just fucking Tom, Dick, and Harry. No, what I'm saying is
be strategic.
You gotta come to the motherfucking shit, test it with the paid test, mm-hmm. which right there, people don't want to pay. You are going to have women and men that are already in the mainstream industry.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who have done both mainstream and amateur, And they do their own stuff. They have their own sites. They have their whatever OnlyFans now. So that's the new thing. But most of them having that now. You know, they have all their clip stores, mini vids, you know what I mean? All those different things. You can continue to fuck your girlfriend and a bitch in your neighborhood around the corner. But it means nothing if don't nobody know you.
Right. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So when you fuck with, you fuck, because it's only fucking, it's only sex. You know what I'm saying? It ain't science, rocket science, but it's that person's name that you need to build your name. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I get plenty of motherfuckers who be like, well, can I, that be messaging me? Well, I was wondering, I can give you such thousands of dollars. Can I record it? Hell no, you can't record it. But you can give me that money. No, you can't record it, because the value of you putting something up on a free site of me, when you was going to pay me that money to fuck me any goddamn way.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So why would I allow you? I'm losing out. You don't give me $2,000 or $3,000 to fuck me. You was going to give me that any motherfucking way.
So you might as well just give it to me.
You might as well just give it to me. Do what we going to do. You go your way, I go my way. But if I allow you to record that shit, that you got your money back. You see what I'm saying? You got your money back, because now you're going to make, I don't care how many times, if you put it up for $20, $20, $20, $20, $20, every time they hit you with that 20, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get your money right back. Now you're using my name to build your catalog. Because you got that out of me. You played me then.
Yeah. That's a fact.
Pretty much. And nah. So you might as well, you better drop way more than that 2,000. You better come up. You know what I'm saying? So is it, you know, you have to look at it in a business aspect, what's more worth it? If I do a class on that and I bring these people, which in turn is costing me money because I got to pay for their hotels. I got to pay, you know what I'm saying? I got to pay for something to bring these people, but they're also willing to come to whatever city or state that I decide to do it in, whether it be my own, because guess what? They're going to see fresh faces and fresh talent. Fresh, you know, especially the men that's in the industry. These is bitches who they would never otherwise see.
Right.
So they gonna get the content off of you. So now that person who is in the industry is going to post that shit on whatever they need to post it on. And they're going to tag you. So there you go. Now they're getting the name out. Of course, you're fucking for free.
Right, but you're getting that content.
Because you gotta fuck your way to the top. It is what it is. But you have to fuck with the mainstream people or the amateurs who have hit close to mainstream, who have had that opportunity. A random person can contact Beverly or whoever, whatever. I'm just coming up with any name. A random person can contact Mr. Nuts. He's not going to fuck with you. He's not going to fuck with you.
But what are you doing for him? Or what how can he benefit from you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not going to fuck with you. First of all, you haven't built anything.
Right.
You haven't. There's no reason for him to fuck with you. He's going to need someone who knows someone who can say, oh, she's good.
Right.
Or she's good to work with. Or he's good for you to ring him in. And you know what I'm saying? And for you to travel to where he's at and go from this place. Because now he's going to help you build your name. Because he always needs fresh guys. But he's not going to just take a fresh nigga off the corner of my street. You know what I'm saying? Just because this man sent him an email. No. He's right. Going to need to see that you can shut the fuck up. That is the biggest problem. Follow directions. Be about your work ethic. When you go, he's the type of man who he does weekend shoots where they shoot the entire weekend or the entire week. Can you keep it up? Can your dick stay? Can you keep going that long? You know what I'm saying? Seriously, they will have like 5 or 6 girls and it'll be maybe 3 or 4 guys. Do you know how much fucking for a week that is?
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking.
That's a lot. So you really, people have to, and shut the fuck up and just do the job. For him, he is very much on your work ethic. He don't play no fucking games. I am supposed to be working with his company as well. You know what I'm saying? I want to work with him. I ain't really worried about the rest of them. I want to work with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm always right about getting to the head. You know, the tail is fine, but I'd rather be at the head.
Yeah, get to the head of it.
Yeah, I want to get with the right people.
One of my male listeners wanted to know if size matters, and if so, what do you prefer?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Size the... I don't... Giant dicks, I ain't crazy about. I mean, I like a pretty dick. It's a big difference, but...
Same.
Some dicks is just good to look at.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't good to go in. Some dicks hurt. Like, I want to hurt, but I'm going to hurt good. And it isn't just, like, if your dick is 2 inches, I don't know, that's the same size as my clit, about an inch. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't going to be able to do much together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I have a small pussy, so the pain that people hear when I act, when I'm not even acting, that's the true pain.
Mm.
I am small, and I'm short. You know what I'm saying? I'm not deep. So you definitely hit the back quick. So it doesn't have to be
hit the bottom.
Like, no. Yeah, you definitely. My doctor recently, I went to GYN and he said, what the fuck? Scared the shit out of me. So, but I'm not into, you got to please, at least 6.
Mm-hmm.
At least 6. I mean, but you know what? It's not always the length. It's, you know, the motion. What can a dude do? Because if your dick ain't, if you know that your dick game and all that, please be a master chef with that tongue.
Listen.
When I tell you, I don't even care about the dick if that motherfucking tongue, listen, I just said I almost had a stroke. If you can do that with that mouth and you take directions is everything for me. I just need you to work on this clit. Fuck all that sticking your tongue in the hole and doing all, just work on the clit.
Just follow directions, my nigga. Right.
Follow directions. Every woman don't like the tongue in the hole.
Yeah.
For me, it doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
Some women enjoy it, but for me, you don't have to have no damn 10-inch dick. For me, that's not attractive.
And a lot of people who got big dicks don't even know what to do with it.
Thank you, my ex.
Child. Listen.
He used to know. I don't know what happened. That's why I left that bitch alone. I don't know what happened. That nigga came home and didn't know what to do. And I'm single.
Well, y'all heard that, but y'all don't have to pay her because she ain't cheap.
I don't know. You know what? I have gotten to this thing where, yeah, I want my money, but I feel like right now I kind of want a relationship. I don't know why, but I want some money too. You can't be a broke motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I want to be courted and stuff. I recently asked that question on social media about the courting. Do men court anymore? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. And you have to be an understanding man to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take me out, you want me to dress up. You don't want me to wear that scarf and a long t-shirt and a jogging pants, right? So if I'm going to come in there and I'm going to put the makeup on, you never know who may see me or be looking.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in my city, they just going to look and mind their business. You know what I'm saying? But in other cities, they may look and say something. I mean, you have to be an understanding man to who I am. And then in some places, people don't say absolutely nothing.
True.
You know, so, I mean, you got to be have some money. You can't be broke. And when I say broke, I mean, I'm sorry if all you do is collect bottles, eat your soul. That's your hustle. But you better collect a whole lot of the motherfuckers if you want to take me out. I don't expect, I need, you know what I'm saying, to only be able to get a quarter of a piece of chicken. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a big girl. I mean, I ain't greedy all the time, but I might be greedy that day. You know, I want a man who want to court me, who want to do things. You know what I'm saying? Not just be, I'm not coming to your house to Netflix and chill.
take care of you and give you the space
to be you. I want to be treated like any other woman, not just because I'm in the industry. I want to be wined and dined. You're damn right. And I ain't talking about sitting my ass up on your plate so you can eat me out. You just might not get no sex that day.
Oh, man.
Because I'm not as easy as on a fucking thing. I'm not as easy as people be that misconception. Once again, I ain't horny.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you cute don't mean I want to fuck you.
Right.
And I don't want to sit at the table talking about the length of your dick. Because niggas lie. Men lie on your dick.
All the time.
You know what I'm saying? And then again, you just might be a motherfucker who I just want to fuck. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a hard to get bitch. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of motherfuckers who you can say you have all this money and I still won't fuck you. I have a lot of issues with a lot of people that I don't know that because I won't.
But it got to be more than just money. Like, money is nice. That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
Right.
Money is a plus, but if you're courting me, money, you're definitely going to have something going for yourself. I don't mind you being a working man. Hell, I work. You know what I'm saying? How can I judge? But you going to need to have something going for yourself. I don't like men with a bunch of kids. Sorry, it is what it is. I got three of my own, but they grown. You know what? Just about grown. So at the end of the day, I don't like, if you got a baby 1 year old, no sense to contact me and think that I'm going to be in any type of anything serious with you because you got baby mama drama and I'm not going for it.
Right.
I don't need any more. I don't need to have be fucking your bitch up. I don't need to touch your bitch and you too. I don't want to get
And you don't want to be, you're not in that space. Like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to be involved with stuff like that. If you got five kids, I'm sorry. I'm not that one.
I'm not babysitting.
They gonna have to, that, not 16, not 15, 14, 13, no. Because it's gonna be a problem when I want to spend time, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't able to, you know, it's just, you gotta go take them to the football game and the basketball, and you gotta pick them up from school, let that motherfucker, listen, if your kid, you better have a 21, 22, 23 year old. If that's the case.
Well, listen, you didn't already put it in the universe what you want.
That's what I don't want to have to be fighting with a person for attention from you. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has a past, but I don't want to have to fight with you for that. I don't want to fight and argue with your baby mother because she's jealous and then she starts bringing up, oh, you fuck with a porn star. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody told her, because somebody's going to tell her. I don't want to have the issue with your parents. Because I'm going to be me. I can't get rid of who I am. But that's just one part of me.
That's like, you're not one dimensional. You
know what I'm saying? That's,
I always say that too about my future relationship. Like, I need to be with somebody that accepts me for who I am. Like, let me be in my space. Don't expect me to be one way because I'm not one way. Like, that's a really big thing for me.
Yeah. And that's what I try to explain to people. That's just not everything. It's not all I am. I have a regular little bullshit jobs. You know what I'm saying? I still work. I don't go to work talking about telling my boss don't know I'm in the industry. You know what I'm saying? They have no ideas. I have two coworkers that know. And they're gay. But you see, one is he dress up. You know what you call it? He do the, you know, the show. Yeah, drag shows. He does those. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody would never know that. I wouldn't have never knew that if we didn't have that conversation. And he showed me start showing me pictures. I was like, oh. So that's what made me come clean. You know what I'm saying? And the other one is actually YouTube famous. But our supervisors doesn't know that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and they don't need to know.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. My business is my business. Because, trust me, if a motherfucker see me fucking on porn, they've been watching me. If they could come up and tell you this, stop it. I'm sorry, my dog playing with her toys. if they can come up and see and tell you, oh, she's a porn star, trust me, that bitch or that man done sat there and watched it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And they go on to practice them positions too.
Well, I know that you cater to a lot of fetishes Why do you think there's still a stigma with that?
What do you mean? It's being a big girl?
No, a stigma with just fetishes. Like, a lot of people are not accepting of people having fetishes.
Everybody has a fetish.
Right.
Everybody has a fetish. A fetish can be from combing your hair to, it's a lot.
Sorry, of guys. Like, my best friend dog is on hair. Barking. But go ahead.
Yeah, see? See, this one is chasing me around the room. I had to get up. Fetishes come in so many different forms, you know, and people mm-hmm. can say they don't have fetishes, but they do. You got motherfuckers, dudes who like to watch the bitches with big booties walk through the grocery store. That's a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers who like women calves, the back of their legs, their calves. They like to see a woman in heels. That's a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
A motherfucker who like to see bitches smoke cigarettes. I'm not into smoking, but I'll do it if you pay me.
You ain't playing no game.
Don't even know how, but I'll do it if you pay me. You know, people like to, like I said, run their hands through your hair. You got people who got a thing for what do you call it? Balloons. They like balloons. People who have a thing for balloons. They like to see a woman bust balloons. It's crazy, but it happens. Like, sit on balloons. You got people who like to watch you put lipstick on. I mean, everybody has something that turns them on. You know, shit, I like pretty dicks. If your dick is pretty, I like to look at it. But that don't mean, don't start sending me a bunch of dick pictures, please.
You say you like pretty dicks.
I ain't asking. Yes. Ain't too many. I don't like dicks with a bunch of veins and all.
I do appreciate a pretty dick. I'm not going to even hold you up.
A pretty dick.
Especially a pretty dick that knows what he's doing.
Because some of y'all dicks is not cute. Them motherfuckers is ugly as hell. They just might feel good.
And it's like nice and smooth and just,
That's what I'm talking about. I only know one man with a pretty dick. And I draw my draws from him whenever.
Nah, I had to turn some pretty dicks down because pretty dicks come with headaches.
Nah, this is only pretty. Only know one man with a pretty dick. I love this motherfucker. Look, he fucks God. And that's in my personal life, but I haven't been seeing him lately. We always missing each other when he be sending me messages. You know what I'm saying? Text messages. But when I get a chance, I'll be on that day.
Yo, but what are your thoughts on
fetishes?
What are your thoughts on pegging?
Oh, strap on, girl. I got some of those too.
Because I know a lot of niggas like to get pegged now.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch.
Mm.
Yes, it is. I started thinking that about the little boy who I was riding his fade.
Child.
I started thinking that because when I went to go give him some oral, he was doing 69. Of course, I was on that phase. And he put his legs up.
Mm.
Like, you know, you licking on the balls or whatever. He put his legs. He's like, oh, I like. Nigga, I ain't going no further than the balls. I don't lick assholes. I just not my thing. Men ain't that clean like that. You know what I'm saying? They don't wipe right. I don't even on a woman I wouldn't do it. That's just not my forte. But if you want to do it to me, that's fine because I know I'm washing like a motherfucker. I wash so hard I be trying to take the skin off. You know what I'm saying? So. But there, I know a lot of guys. I have a client. Yeah, I got a couple different types of clients. But I have a client who I fucks the shit out of his ass. Matter of fact, he bought this strap on is so fucking big. Because the one that I had already and I was using on him was like 8 inches. And he came, picked me up and was like, let's go to the toy store. He had been saying, because he was swallowing.
Mm.
Up his ass, swallowing the 8 inches. And I said, well, somebody must be going up in there.
You know, because that when
he
first
came to see me, it was too loose. And he gets to the point that I stop even with the strap. I just take the belt, take it off the strap, you know, off the belt, and just leave it. And he'd be like sitting on the motherfucker on the floor.
Mm.
You know? He'd be sitting on it like that. So then we went and we bought a bigger one and he about taking that too now. So I don't know what else I can get, but you know, there's a lot of men and I don't feel like they're gay. You know, you can tell if they're fucking with men. Some guys just like
mm-hmm.
it. You know, it's also depending on, now if it's a man who wants you to do that shit all the time, that's what it is. I can't fuck you like regular fuck, basic sex after I use a strap on you.
Right.
I can't. I'm not comfortable with it. Because I'm thinking all type of shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. Some women can do that. You know, fuck you afterwards or whatever. I can't. I'll let you eat my pussy, right, baby. But then again, I still be thinking.
Your mind gets to wondering.
I don't know. I be thinking. My mind gets to wondering. And, you know, if that's all he wants, he just want to fuck me in my ass first. Now, you know what? Sometimes some guys look at the fact of when you stick your finger in there and you give him a prostate massage. Now, I know a lot of men who like that, but they don't go all the way like with strap on or anything. And I'll break a nail off in a heartbeat, put them gloves on and give you a prostate massage. As long as you gave me enough money, way more than enough to go get my whole, you know, all my shit done correctly. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to need all these fingers done. We ain't talking about $50 either. I'm going to need all this shit done. Feet got to get everything. I'm going for it. I'm not going in there talking about do one finger. You know what I'm saying? But I'll break this nail off in a heartbeat. but there's men who like prostate massages. And I've talked to other men who aren't into any of those type of things, you know, friends, and they be like, oh, that's gay. It's not gay because doctors do the prostate massage. Why I can't do it? You know what I'm saying? I am there. It's men who I know who have came to me and thought they had a sexual dysfunction. But they always get a goddamn nut when they come around me. They go to the doctors, they get a nut too.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor's sticking that finger in your ass
and that G-spot. On,
and he rubbing your prostate, and the doctor's also jerking your dick to see if you will come. Mm. You get an erection, all of that. So what is the difference? You know? And some men, especially older men, a lot of older men like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've had older men who wanted the prostate massage, but wanted oral at the same time. Mm. I didn't have a problem with it. You know, we got a condom on that motherfucker. It ain't nothing. I don't give a fuck.
Well, last but not least, and I feel like I know the answer to this. Are you still having fun with this? Because I feel like you're still enjoying yourself in the industry.
I am, if I could right now. Miss Corona not playing. I still, you know what? I love my friends in the industry. I really, the people who I work with, the people I'm around in the industry. I mean, I got a couple motherfuckers I don't like, but you know what I mean? They know to stay the distance away from me. We don't present that in front of everyone. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I don't feel like I have a lot in common with regular people. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't share everything with, you know, I can't,
you can't be yourself
like at work,
right?
And be talking. Yeah, I can't share that fun part, the fun things that I do. I can't share those, you know, with regular
especially
people,
without being judged.
For people to understand,
right?
Yeah, and it's only certain people who accept it. You know, you have to be a lot of times a sexual person to be able to understand. And I'm always flirting. You know what I'm saying? But at work, I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like the mother at work. You know? I'm like everybody's mama at work. So it's kind of different. That's my life. I go to work and I come home. That's my life, especially right now. You know, I'm getting to do I don't know exactly what date, but there will be a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on, you know? So it's going to, first the photo shoot. I don't know where it will lead to after that. Probably some solo stuff or whatever, you know. But this is a photographer in my city who has been asking me to shoot for him for a while. He's another one who has recently asked me if I would do some porn. Could he shoot some of my porn? And I kind of got turned away from it because I felt like he was just trying to, you know what I mean?
Right.
Use me at the time. You know, let's first do this photo shoot and see where it goes. I want to see, can you follow directions, motherfucker? And you the photographer. I get offended because all I want you to do is do this, that, and the other. And then let's build you got to build a relationship. So, but back to what you asked, yes, I still enjoy the industry. There are times after the sex that we have some of the best fun. Our parties, you know what I'm saying? Especially us colored, us black and brown people, you know what I'm saying? Our parties be live. Mm-hmm. It be live. It isn't no beefing, no arguing, no fighting. Like, you can't go to a bar, a club, or even a something with your family without Uncle Levy or Uncle Lonnie getting drunk, falling out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, everybody pretty much handling their liquor. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good time.
Only been one incident. Yeah, only been one incident that I know of. Same person who had that test situation. My friend didn't act right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But other than that, we don't have none of that. Everybody look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about, you know, it's more, we're family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm closer to them than I am to the random people in the city.
Right.
And not for nothing. I mean, I even build a better relationship with fans, the respectable ones. You know what I'm saying? Not the ones who want to, you know, be grabbing on shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, body parts as soon as they see me. And you know what I'm saying? You got to be, you know, ushered out the building because you can't do those, you know, do that kind of stuff, you know. But I enjoy the industry. But I'm still, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll be looking for love. I don't know. Until then, I need a check.
Well, guys, because I have a lot of niggas listening to this or listening to the podcast, period. So if y'all want to reach out to my guest, don't be broke. Come correct. And have that check ready. And make sure you know how to use that tongue. Or ladies, if you want to reach out to my guests. Because I got a lot of boss women following me and listening to that podcast. So if y'all have any questions, comments, or concerns, it's always a pleasure talking to my guests. I have so much fun when I talk to her. It literally be shits and giggles, as y'all can tell. If y'all have any questions.
So we is live?
No. Live? No, we're not live. Oh. Okay. But I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna hit you up and text you when your episode comes out. So it should come out not tomorrow, but the following week.
Okay,
cool. So I got you.
You know, I ain't going nowhere. I'm around.
So if y'all have any questions, comments, or concerns, email me at hello@thephdpodcast.com. And until next time, later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Get that money.
These broke motherfuckers here, shit. I need me some new ones.
Bye.
Bye-bye.